Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. So what's amazing is that we have this Bloomington Normal Airport Authority annexation and taxation of all of McLean County. And what it does is it amends the Airport Authorities Act to say this bill that Dave Kaler's got, Bowtie Dave, always wears a bow tie. I don't know why. It's a little strange. But no, he has this bill that says, hey, we aren't going to bring it to referendum. We're going to just tax all of McLean County, and we're expanding the tax base. And when I asked Dave, I went up to him, asked him, I said, does the airport need more money? He goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, why does this current law exist that brings it to referendum? He says, well, I can't really comment on that. I'll look into it. So, Dan, fill us in. What happened yesterday? Was there a committee addressing this bill?
Yes, yesterday the Democrats brought this bill to a committee hearing, and against my wishes and every other representative that represents McLean County, except your new Democrat rep,
Sharon Representative.
Schell. Yeah, she said that she would not sponsor this bill, but if it came to the House floor, she would vote for it. Kind of a cowardly position, but nonetheless, it was I don't know why.
How does that work out? You don't want to sponsor the bill, but then in the same breath, you're going to.
Well, she didn't want to sponsor the bill because it's so controversial. She didn't want her name on it. She could have stepped up and stopped this bill from coming forward. This is a push by the director of the Bloomington Normal Aviation Commission. He's has some kind of an authoritarian bent. This is not necessary. It's the wrong way to do it. They have plenty of money. They've got all the money. They've got COVID money. Air traffic is up. Freight traffic is up. This is just an end run around coming to the community and explaining what you're doing, why you're doing it, and asking the community for their approval or disapproval. And if this airport authority is so confident that the people of Bloomington Normal or McLean County, for that matter, would support it, what's the harm? There's no need to rush through this. Our ask was that the commission go to the community and make their case and sell their case to the community and open themselves up to public scrutiny and let the community decide if they want to expand the tax base.
Right. And Dan, while I've got you on the line here, I need to play this for you because I just couldn't believe what Dave Kaler said about this bill. This is a quick little interview that I had with him when I questioned him about it. Here we go.
Question about SB, I think it's 2447. People are concerned that it circumvents a current...
I don't know.
So it's a bill that you've got.
The blocking bill?
It's the airport authority
bill. Oh, the airport authority.
The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority bill.
Right.
So people are concerned that it circumvents the current law that's on the books, which is the Airport Authorities Act. And... there, in that act, it says, you know, the property owners have to bring it up to referendum or mm-hmm. via petition. And mm-hmm. they're scared that this bill that you've proposed circumvents that law and they won't get a say, the property tax owners there, or the mm-hmm. property tax, or landowners there, about expanding that tax base. That's what your bill mm-hmm. does.
Yeah. It's modeled after what we did in Peoria County many years ago, where the tax base is only a small portion of really the area that services the airport. And so in order to really promote really a fairer system of having, you know, all the community help to pay for those services to expand it. So yes, you know, we are elected by you know, our constituents to make decisions like that. You know, I've worked across the aisle with my colleagues.
What ones?
Senator Bennett and Senator Sally Turner, to help understand really this is an important, you know, the airport is an important economic development engine within the community.
So are they like struggling?
Well, I'm not going to propose to say what their position is on this, but we've had discussions amongst us. It's really a matter of trying to expand the base so that everybody helps, you know, pays a little bit without having just citizens of Bloomington and Normal per se.
Why do you think the Airport Authorities Act currently exists as it is because of the referendum and because
I'll look into that. You know, we've done that in Peoria. The legislature can pass.
So you kind of get the gist there, Dan Calkins. I interviewed with him. And
typical Springfield, I know better than you. We're just going to do what the lobbyists want. The Airport Authority, I don't know who they hired, but somebody that was well-connected and got the fix. And Jay Hoffman, Representative Jay Hoffman from Southern Illinois, one of the leaders of the Democratic House, carried this bill in committee. Sat there, he introduced the bill and sat there like a lump because he knew nothing about it. He knew absolutely nothing about McLean County. He was told to run the bill. I don't know if he was paid to run the bill. I mean, this is a pay-to-play state. Senator Kaler is wrong. The Senator Bennett and Senator Turner did not support this bill. They did not vote for it. There's only one representative in McLean County that supports the bill, but not brave enough. And actually, I believe she's smarter than that to put her name on it. And so this is the Airport Authority overreaching. There's no urgency in any of this. They've got plenty of money, but it's going to give them expanded taxing authority. Yeah, right now, people of Bloomington Normal will see their property taxes go down a little bit, but every farmer, every small town, every resident of all the small towns, Arrowsmith, you go name them all, they're going to see their property taxes go up. And this is without representation.
Without taxation, and without representation. And
that's what it is.
It got heated because she didn't even really report it, Sharon Chung. That's our state representative. But did she wind up putting her name on it? Or
no.
No, she voted for
there's
it.
There's two sponsors of the bill. The Speaker of the House, because they needed a bill. They needed somebody to sign up and catch this bill coming out of the Senate. So they put the Speaker of the House, Chris Welch, on it. And then it took weeks for them to find somebody who would actually put their name on the bill. I had extensive conversations with Representative Mark Walker, who's the chairman of the committee, and he did not want to call this bill. So I don't know what kind of fix was in. I don't know what happened. He asked the Airport Authority lobbyists two questions. Where does the McLean County Board stand? Do they support this bill? And B, will the Airport Authority guarantee that they will not raise property taxes when they get this authority? And the lobbyists could not answer either question. Now, they had a couple of members of the county board, I guess, support this bill, but there's no resolution in the county. In fact, the only resolution on file with the McLean County Board is a resolution disapproving this action.
Yeah.
It's in the executive committee. Last month, it was tabled until, I think, June. So the McLean County Board has taken no position mm-hmm. on this bill, on this action. Mm. And the airport authority would, and they wouldn't guarantee it. They would not say it.
That they would.
That they will hold the line on property taxes. Yep. Because they won't.
Yep, because they're greedy. They're greedy and they yeah. want the money from the people who don't even use the Bloomington. Like, there was no data. And I asked Dave, I said, why in the world would you even create a bill like this? Why is the Airport Authorities Act written as it currently is? And that's something that, like, is such a basic question. And he goes, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. What do you mean? The reason why the Airport Authorities Act exists is so that way you can't tax people without asking the question. It's taxation without representation. We should be able to be asked the question, hey, do you want this tax base expanded?
Yeah.
Well,
the other, and the other offensive part of the hearing yesterday is that we had several mayors, as well as the McLean County Farm Bureau, filed a notice to appear in person. They wanted to give oral testimony, is what it's called, to the committee. And Chairman Walker refused to let three of our mayors from these small towns present their testimony. Well, we just can't do that. We just, you know, I called him out on it. Well, we just can't have that many people testify. And
just
this
like
is
they
the
changed
arrogance.
The number of the bill, Dan. They changed the number of the bill on Thursday, and there was all kinds of witness slips for that bill. Then all the witness slips went away as soon as they changed the number on the bill. Tuesday, right? They changed it, and then they were like, oh, shoot, we have to get more witness slips. And then there were more witness slips filed with this bill. And this is authoritarian. This is ruling without consulting the public at all.
Yeah, well, this is the arrogance of the supermajority. This is the abuse of power, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, by the Airport Authority Commission. Mm-hmm. Mostly I put this at the feet of the director. He's some kind of a former government lobbyist. I don't know what he is. Not concerned about the people in McLean County.
Yeah.
He saw an opportunity to ram this bill through. They had enough money, plenty of money, to hire some lawyer or some lobbyist to come to Springfield and circumvent the process.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if the people of McLean County were to voice their, and that's what I told them yesterday. I said, all we're asking is that you take this to the people, a non-binding referendum, binding referendum. I don't, you know, let the people vote on your desire to tax mm-hmm. all the farmers, all these little communities, and you know, if you come back with a positive vote, hey, I'll support it.
Yeah,
it's the will of the people, and you'll have a bipartisan support on this bill. But here we are, frozen out. You know, Representative Walker, chairman of the committee, was, I mean, you know, he was told what to do, I guess, being in the minority and not having to kowtow to some political power has its advantages. But
yeah.
He was obviously bullied into calling this bill without getting answers to his questions. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to run through the House now. We'll continue to work against it. We got 3 weeks to try to stop this bill, but I don't have high hopes of it after what we saw in the committee hearing yesterday and the total and complete disregard for the people of McLean County.
Yeah, Dan Calkins, thanks so much for joining me here to talk about it, folks. Look up Dan Calkins; he's a state representative. His Twitter is @Dan_Calkins. You guys that want to check out him. And man, it's just authoritarian, 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 authoritarian. they don't care about you. They don't care about you. We are living in a regime where Chris Welch, what he says goes. On the other side, this is The Morning Buzz.